Good morning and welcome to the Hoosier Ag Today Monday podcast on the 5th of August, 2024. I'm Andy Eubank, joined by Eric Pfeiffer and CJ Miller with the news today. It's the opening of the Indiana State Fair Friday and over the weekend. They'll tell you what the State Department of Agriculture and Indiana soybean farmers have for you at the fair this year. Hat Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin here, too. He says Indiana weather continues warm and muggy. The Hat Podcast is brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust. Experience banking built on heart, grit, and agriculture. FFBT.com to learn more and stop by your local branch. And a gain in the corn, bean, and wheat markets on Friday. We have market analysis coming up today from Brian Basting on the Hoosier Ag Today Monday podcast.
At First Farmers Bank and Trust, agriculture has been a cornerstone of our business for more than 135 years. Our personal relationships within the ag community run deep for multiple generations. If you're looking for a financial partner that knows, understands, and supports agriculture, we want to hear from you. Let's grow success together. Visit us online at ffbt.com or visit any of our branches to meet an ag expert in your area. First Farmers Bank and Trust. Member FDIC. Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey, this is Brian Schrader.
Carl Jorn.
And Ben Jacob.
And we're the hosts of the Indiana Pioneer Agronomy Podcast. Each episode, we cover up-to-date field and crop conditions for growers throughout the state of Indiana, talk to guests about the latest pests, diseases, agronomic technologies, and much more. You can find new episodes weekly on your preferred podcast platform.
The Indiana State Fair underway. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today. The Indiana State Fair kicked off on Friday. The Indiana State Department of Agriculture will keep plenty busy during the fair, and so will its director, Don Lamb. Next Wednesday, August 14th, ISDA and Lieutenant Governor Suzanne Crouch will award longstanding Indiana farming families with Hoosier Homestead Awards for 100, 150, or 200 years of ownership. Being a farmer himself, Lamb says this is a prestigious honor.
I've done the math. I'm going to be 105. When my farm gets to that point. So I'm trying to eat well, exercise, I'm trying to get there. But my kids are gonna be in their 70s, you know, and you think about, so I've got this perspective of thinking, wow, having a farm in the family for that long really is an honor, and it's something somebody's worked hard to keep it that way.
Open throughout the fair, the Indiana Grown Marketplace will offer fairgoers the opportunity to shop from 407 products representing over 90 Hoosier businesses in one location. And it's located in the Mercantile Building.
Our Indiana Grown team is really good, and they put together all sorts of products that are produced, packaged, processed in Indiana, and you've got a wide variety of things from honey to meats and everything in between that are grown here in the state.
The fair runs now through the 18th, but it is closed on Mondays. So show up tomorrow.
Attention, Indiana farmers. Have you heard of the Indiana Agriculture Nutrient Alliance? We're a coalition of ag, conservation, and university partners dedicated to helping improve your profits and preserve nutrients through improved soil management. The Alliance has developed resources to share proven practices that will keep you at the forefront of better nutrient management. Go to INAGNutrients.org to see why conserving soil is an idea older than dirt and something we can all dig.
Welcome back again. The State Fair closed today. It'll be back open again tomorrow. And when you do swing by, CJ Miller is going to tell you about another attraction you should certainly check out.
Thank you, Eric. I'm here on the north side of the Indiana State Fairgrounds and Events Center at the Glass Barn, which is presented by the Indiana Soybean Alliance. And I'm with the chair of ISA, Kevin Cox. He's also a farmer from Clay County near Brazil, Indiana. And first of all, Kevin, what can folks expect once they walk inside this beautiful glass barn here at the Indiana State Fairgrounds?
Well, it's an incredible opportunity for anybody to be able to get a better understanding of what agriculture is, especially modern day agriculture. So people have, you know, this preconceived idea or this perception of what agriculture is. So to be able to walk into here, to be able to interact with actual producers, it'll be here every day. They can sit down and talk to them. There's a combine simulator here that has been all new and improved, so now they can actually go in there and they can run that machine just like they were in the field with it. So the glass barn is an exciting showcase for Indiana agriculture and just to be able to see what it is that we do today.
And Kevin, what I love about the glass barn is that it gives kids and grandkids the opportunity to have that hands-on experience with Indiana agriculture.
And there are so few people that are actually involved in agriculture itself. So as we become more and more removed from the farm all the time, you know, to be able to bring people in, to be able to experience what agriculture is today, you know, that allows us an opportunity to be able to interact with them one-on-one so that they can see the farmers are real people too.
Read more about the Indiana Soybean Alliance's glass barn at the Indiana State Fair at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller.
All right, CJ, thanks. Also happening here at the fairgrounds next week, the Lieutenant Governor's Debate. If you can't be here, we'll have all the action live streamed for you at HoosierAgToday.com. Find more details at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today.
Every farming operation has a story with a past, present, and future. Farm Credit Mid-America wants to get to know your farm story because we're a lending cooperative owned by farmers. And that's why we offer a range of loans and services designed to help farmers grow and prosper. Because we know why no one knows a farmer like a farmer does. Learn more about Farm Credit Mid-America and some of our farmers' stories at fcma.com. Loan subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
The Midwest Weed Control Field Day is coming to Purdue's Miggs Horticulture Research Farm on Wednesday, September 11th in Lafayette, Indiana. Hear from experts on weeding tools of all scales, watch field demos, and make connections with other farmers, companies, and suppliers. For more information about the Midwest Mechanical Weed Control Field Day, call Crystal at 217-840-2128 or visit online and search Midwest Mechanical at thelandconnection.org. That's thelandconnection.org for the Midwest Weed Control Field Day.
Farmers and agriculture dealers, now is the time to inspect your combines for holes and wear in your threshing, feeder, and grain tank sections. Instead of costly replacements, try combine wear parts from Eile Fabrications, made with the best steel, such as Hardox or Strengths wear plate. Eile's steel wear part liners are easy to install and built to OEM specs to ensure a snug and seamless fit at a cost less than OEM replacement parts. Visit IHLEFabrications.com and elevate your harvest this season.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. A very muggy start to the work week here. It was very warm, very humid over the weekend, and we're looking at the same kind of setup here as we start off the week. Interesting setup here as there's a minor disturbance trying to move through Michigan, not just today, but into tomorrow. So if you are in northern tier counties of the state, keep an eye out for some hit-and-miss shower activity trying to sneak down in. Now, do I think it has a good shot at hitting everybody? Absolutely not. From US 6 northward, can we see some moisture? Sure. Do we see anything more than a tenth or two? Probably not, especially as we move through the next 12 to 24 hours. There could be a slightly better round of moisture trying to emerge as we move into tomorrow afternoon and evening, but that focal point seems to be a little bit farther to the east into Ohio, and the best chance for thunderstorms could end up being in northeast Indiana near or just after sunset. But again, northern Indiana is going to be the focal point for any pop-up moisture that we can see. Central, southern Indiana doesn't really have a chance at all. Moving through midweek, we try and get temperatures to pull back ever so slightly, particularly Wednesday into early Thursday. I don't think that holds long term. We're back to the warm stuff as we finish out the week Friday, Saturday. Our next round of good moisture that everybody can see, in my opinion, is early next week, Monday into Tuesday, the 12th into the 13th. We've got a system coming in from the west, likely bringing scattered showers and thunderstorms. Right now, I'm going to say a quarter to three quarters of an inch. That's all. Coverage around 75% of the Hoosier State, but it's there. We take that into Wednesday the 14th, Thursday the 15th. We're drying out right behind that system, and I think we get very, very warm again. Again, as a matter of fact, for the middle and end of next week, we could be seeing some of the hottest temperatures of the season so far, well above normal daytime highs for the 14th and 15th. So, yep, we've got some hot and humid weather still to come here in August. We just need to get a little bit of moisture so that our crops can work through it, particularly soybeans in the key pod set and pod fill stages. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. Have a great rest of your day. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Attention, Indiana farmers. Have you heard of the Indiana Agriculture Nutrient Alliance? We're a coalition of ag, conservation, and university partners dedicated to helping improve your profits and preserve nutrients through improved soil management. The Alliance has developed resources to share proven practices that will keep you at the forefront of better nutrient management. Go to inagnutrients.org to see why conserving soil is an idea older than dirt and something we can all dig.
In Indiana, the Lieutenant Governor is also the State Secretary of Agriculture. This means the new Lieutenant Governor that we will elect this November will have a big impact on your farming operation and on the state's agriculture. The three candidates vying for this position will participate in a live debate on agriculture August 13th at 3 p.m. at the Indiana State Fair. Hoosier Ag Today will live stream this debate on our website, mobile app, YouTube channel, and Facebook page. Get all the details at HoosierAgToday.com.
Gains to end the week for corn, beans, and wheat. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank with the Friday Farm Market Review. Settlements on the way. We begin, though, with market analysis. I grabbed it in the middle of trade from Brian Basting at Advanced Trading. Brian, on the board on Friday, extremely weak in some of the markets. Equities, for example, livestock, crude oil. Very weak, money flowing out of those commodities. And in the meantime, corn, soybeans, and wheat all work the high side. Is that possibly, at least in part, perhaps just money flowing somewhere? And in this case, to the grains and oil seeds.
Yeah, thanks for having me as always, Andy. I think we've got a little bit of short covering going on here. I looked at the history of nearby corn and bean futures, for example, and September corn futures this past week, Andy, dropped to 380 a bushel. That's the lowest price for nearby corn futures since October 5th of 2020, nearly 4 years ago. Same thing for beans. Nearby August beans approaching $10 a bushel is the lowest since October of 2020. And just some short covering here. We just, anytime you get to the end of a trading week, you got a couple days without trading, anything can happen. So you take a little money off the table. But fundamentally, besides that, we're seeing a little bit of export business. China has come in this week, bought a few new crop beans. They've been very slow on their new crop bean purchases. So they're taking advantage of these lower bean prices here, getting some bean coverage on. But it's not extremely large amounts. It's a couple hundred thousand here, a couple hundred thousand metric tons there. And they're still way behind the average, I would say. So short answer to your question is, I think we're seeing some profit taking here to close out the week.
Certainly the crop conditions continue very good. Estimates are now starting to flow. Stone X, for example, on Thursday came out with very solid ratings, maybe though not quite as high as some would have anticipated. But it does suggest that we've got a pretty good crop that could wind up in the bin.
Yeah, I would agree with that at this point. Obviously, early August, we don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves in terms of putting this crop, as you said, in the bin. Well, before it's not even black layered yet. But having said that, the crop condition ratings, as you said, historically high for the 1st of August. We look for that to continue in next week's August 5th. Crop progress report is probably going to show plus or minus 1% from last week. Good to excellent for both corn and beans. So, yes, I think I just remind your listeners, Andy, that anytime you get into this environment, you got to respect what the market's doing, but you also want to avoid price prediction. You want to just manage price movement if you're managing risk management positions. You want to avoid predicting price because, as you said, there's some stout yield estimates out there, but believe it or not, you mentioned Stone. They came out, I believe, as you said, on Thursday. I've heard some numbers higher than they are. And but what does that mean? We don't know going forward. Again, that can change between now and harvest gets here. We could see demand come in here. We could see a surprise announcement here or there. We don't know, but for the moment, the momentum is to the downside. And as you said, the crop condition ratings for early August are right up at the highest they've ever been.
And weather could shift as well. But for now, does it not look pretty favorable as we navigate through the early stages of August?
It does. I would add on, Andy, I think we're going to see some old crop movement here the next three, 4 weeks, as most elevators will ask the producer to re-up, if you will, storage costs for the 1st of September in many cases, and producers don't want to, in many cases, don't want to pay that. So a case could be made, Andy. I'd remind your listeners, we could see a mini harvest ahead of harvest here, because I'm pretty confident in saying that we got a larger than normal percentage of old crop, particularly corn, still in producers' hands, whether that's on farm or in the elevator, compared to usual. So we're going to see that movement too increase, I think, the next few weeks. So, but going back to your initial comment, yes, I think as we look at the crop conditions now, the short-term forecast, and National Weather Service came out here on July 31st and forecast pretty good conditions for the month of August. No extreme drought forecast for the Midwest, for any area, any key area. And so that'll be the grain fill time, of course, as your listeners know, for corn. And it'll be the pod set and pod fill stage for beans. And if you don't have any extreme conditions, get anything close to normal, it certainly has potential to be a large harvest this fall.
Economist with Advanced Trading, that is Brian Basting. And his number there is 309-664-2314. Settlements now from Friday trade. September corn up 4.5 cents, 386.5. Dease 403.25, up 4.75. March goes up 0.5, ending at 420.75. August beans up 7. The September contract 1018, up 9 cents. Novi 10.75 better, settling at 10.27.25. And September wheat 5.39, up 7 cents. Meats, though, lower, and the cattle market very weak. October live cattle 182.07, down $1.65. October lean hogs 76.57, 45 cents lower. I'm Andy Eubank with the Friday Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm network.